We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, Nachnun Tes, Siman Aleph. The Gemara says, Tamir Rabbanan, starting from the Banim and the Chesim of Beis, Tamid Kaidun LePesach, Pesach Kaidun LeKtoiris, Toiris LeDemis LeNeiris. Yeuchud Davar Shneema Boi BeErev UBein Arabayim LeDavar Shneema Boi BeErev LeBein Arabayim BuVat. The Karbon Tamid, it just says Bein Arabayim. The Karbon Pesach says two things, BeErev UBein Arabayim. So that shows you that the Karban Pesach is later. Be'erev u'bein arabayim is later than bein arabayim. So it's an interesting Michas Chinuch. It's a mitzvah Ha'ayis Gimel. And he says, the Drasha doesn't seem to be saying anything about whether the Pesach or the Talmud, which one has to be earlier. The Pasuk is telling you each one is man. This man of the Talmud is bein arabayim. This man of the Pesach is be'erev u'bein arabayim. So from there you see that the Pesach is later, because it has a later Zman. So the Shaila is, what about if you're ready by the Zman of Be'eruv u'Bein Harabayim, and you still didn't bring the Talmud? The Talmud's Bein Harabayim apparently starts by Chatzais. The din of Be'eruv u'Bein Harabayim, we don't know exactly how much later it is. Let's say, we'll call it an hour after Chatzais. So let's say it's already an hour after Chatzais, they still didn't bring the Talmud. So what's the halacha? The Talmud has to be first. Why? The only reason why the Pesach is later is because it says Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim. Now it's already Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim. So this is the Zman which is kashim for both the Talmud and the Pesach. So who state the Pesach has to be after the Talmud? Lamaisa, the Mishnah says, in all the cases, you have the Talmud and then the Pesach. Even the Marshal Chal Erev Pesach Li is Be'erev Shabbos. So we make sure to make the Talmud especially early, and that way we can make the Pesach later. Vasepis. Why don't we just make the Talmud regular time and make the Pesach early? As long as it's Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim, what's wrong with bringing the Pesach? So Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim is later. When is it? Bein Arabayim is Chatzais. When is Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim? It's later. Okay, when exactly? I mean, that much we see. Sometimes we bring the Pesach with Sheva u'Machsa, right? So it certainly isn't later than Sheva u'Machsa. So why do we have to make the Talmud earlier? You can make the Talmud b'shloinu machsa. We'll start the Pesach b'shivu machsa. You'll have it be'erev u'bein arabayim. As I shtelsach the Minchas Chinuch. As I the Minchas Chinuch like this. The kasha isn't the big chiddush. This teretz is the big chiddush. Taisus asks the kasha. Why do I need a pasuk telling you that the Talmud comes before the Pesach? Typically, as tad kaidem. As I fact is the top taisus on the yomid. So Taisus answers. Because if it wouldn't be for the pasuk, you'd say that. Say that Shlomo tells you have to do the Talmud later, as I stated in Tesis. So now we have a pasuk which is teaching you the Talmud is bein arabayim, the pasuk is be'erev u'bein arabayim. That means in the tchilas hazman vayis dais, the pasuk is later. So mainly you don't have a say that Shlomo. Once you don't have a say that Shlomo, so how come the Talmud is first because of tadek kaidim? The Pasuk is teaching you that the Pesach is a later Zman than the Talmud. And that teaches you that there's no Asei Dashlama. Once there's no Asei Dashlama, the reason why the Talmud comes before the Pesach is because of Tad Kaidim. There's no Din Be'etzim, Mitzah Hilchas Talmud, Hilchas Pesach, that the Talmud has to be before the Pesach. The reason why the Talmud is before the Pesach is Pasha that Din from Tad Kaidim. So the Minchas Chinuch says, but I want to tell you a Chiddush Din that I figured out because of this. Let's say there is no Talmud. So if there is no Talmud, you still bring a Pesach. You can't have a Talmud before the Pesach. What can you do? There is no Talmud. What is the time you're supposed to bring the Pesach? Says, so you'll tell me, Sheish U'machza. Bein Arabayim. No! It says, Be'erev Bein Arabayim. Be'erev Bein Arabayim is a later time. How much later? I don't know exactly. Maybe it's an hour later. Maybe it's less than an hour later. But the pshat is, you can't bring the Pesach until it's Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim. Don't stay in the Gemara. Now, he's maskim that that's not a din b'di'evet. It's mefurish in the next Mishnah, and af samach aleph and aleph, it says, shachatai kaidim chatzais is kashir. It's pasul, but he says, right after chatzais, it's already kashir. He just means it's zman lechatchila. The zman lechatchila is Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim. So as I learned up the Minchas Chinuch, there is no din be'etzem. You don't learn out from Be'erev u'Bein Arabayim that the Pesach has to be Be'etzim after the Tumah. That's not what Be'er V'Nevayim teaches you. Be'er V'Nevayim teaches you, don't shech the Pesach right away Be'en Arbayim, right away by Chatzais. Wait till Be'erev U'Be'en Arbayim, which is sometime after Chatzais. Now since Tumah is Be'en Arbayim and Pesach is Be'er V'Nevayim, Vaisis is Noah Seyed Nashlama. Once is Noah Seyed Nashlama, the reason why it was so makpid to do the Tumah before the Pesach is a partial the Din of Tadda Kaidim, the regular Din of Tadda Kaidim. That's a Minchas Chach. Rav Shach, in Avi Ezri, Hilchas Karim Pesach, Perek Aleph, Aloch Adal, and asked three starke kashas on the Minchas Chinuch. Tainas, the Minchas Chinuch is a pella. His first kash is like this. If you're learning up the Gemara, that there's no pasuk that tells you that the Pesach has to be after the Tumah. The pasuk tells you the Zman HaTumah, Bein Arabayim. The pasuk tells you the Zman HaPesach, which is the Erev Bein Arabayim. So how do you know there's no Asei Dashlama? Without the psukim, you would say, you don't say Tadda Kaidim. Why? Because of a Seyed Hashlama, Taisa says. But the Pasuk teaches you there's no a Seyed Hashlama, mainly after Tadda Kaidim. Vu state there's no a Seyed Hashlama. The Pasuk's telling you this man. This man Tumah starts from Bein Arbayim. This man Pesach Lechatchil is there, Bein Arbayim. It's important to know. Like he says, if, in case you don't have a Tumah, then you have to wait till Bein Arbayim. But Vu state, when you have the Tumah, there's no Asein Hashlama. Maybe when you have the Tumah, there's a din that the Tumah has to come after the Pesach. Either Tumah is Bein Arbayim, and the Pesach is later, yeah, if there's no Pesach, so bring the Tumah Bein Arbayim. If there's a Pesach, so you can't bring it Bein Arbayim, because you have to bring the Pesach Bein Arbayim, and there's Asein Hashlama, and you have to bring a Tumah afterwards. Where's the Pesach, where is there even a remez in the Pesach that there's no Asein Hashlama? Vishleim, if the Pasuk's telling you direct din that Pesach is after Tumah, period, mitzad the Hilchus Pesach and Tumah, in Pasuk state that there's no Asein Hashlama. But the Pasuk's not telling you any such a din. The Mechitz Chinuch wants to learn, the Pasuk's just telling you this man Tumah is Bein Arbayim. This man Pesach is a little bit later, Bein Arbayim. So here you know there's no Asein Hashlama. Once you know there's no Asein Hashlama, then, even if it's already this man of Pesach, you can't bring the Pesach before the Tumah, that's the Pasuk that didn't have Tadda Kaidim. But where do you see in the Pasuk there's no Asein Hashlama? The Pasuk just told you this man of the Pesach was Bein Arbayim. Where is there even a Rendus Kal that there's no Asein Hashlama? That's the first Kasha. Second Kasha of Shach asks, if this man Pesach is Be'erev Bein Arbayim, why shouldn't it be Ma'akev? Bishleima, if you say this din, this man Pesach is Bein Arbayim. That's his man Pesach. It's Bein Arbayim. The Erev Bein Arbayim tells you a din that the Pesach has to be after the Tumah. It's a direct din, the Pesach has to be after the Tumah. That's how the Torah is Meramez by calling this Bein Arbayim, this Be'er Bein Arbayim. The Torah is teaching you directly the Pesach has to be after the Tumah. Now that din that the Pesach has to be after the Tumah, it was Lei Shino Lev Lakev. And Memela, it's only Lechatchila. The Mishnah says in Daf Samach Aleph, Shach Dekaidim Latamid is Kashi. But if it's the Zman, Be'er Bein Arbayim, so why isn't it Ma'akev? Bein Arbayim is Ma'akev. Why shouldn't the Be'er of Bein Arbayim be Ma'akev? How would you know to learn that Be'er of is only, if the Be'er of Bein Arbayim is only Lechatchila, and the Zman Likuv is Bein Arbayim? It's one Zman. The Zman is Be'er of Bein Arbayim. So why wouldn't it be Ma'akev? And it's first, it's not Ma'akev. It says, Shach the Kaidim Chatzais is Pasul Vaisis. After Chatzais, before the Tumah, is Kasher. So that's the second Kasher. The Milchus Chinuch's contention that there's no din be'etzim that a Pesach has to be after a Tumah. This has a din of Tadda Kaidim. The Erev Bein Arbayim is just telling you what time the Pesach is. That it's sometime later than Bein Arbayim. And for there you see there's no Asei Dashlama. And since there's no Asei Dashlama, so Veil of the Tumah comes first as Tadda Kaidim. In fact, Shach, two questions. One is, where do you see there's no Asei Dashlama? You just know the time. Second of all, if the time is Be'erev Bein Arbayim, why isn't it Ma'akev? Elamayim, the Pshat is no. The time is Bein Arbayim, and the time is Ma'akev. There's a new din, Be'erev Bein Arbayim, which is direct telling you that the Pesach has to be after the Tumah. So from there you see there's no Asei Dashlama, and that din isn't Ma'akev. Third Kasher of Shach has is from the Gemara in Zochim Nafiyud Beis. We have a Tana the Ben Beseira, which according to at least that side of the Gemara was Chayzer, he holds he could check the Pesach the entire Yudalit. Not just Bein Arbayim. He taxes Bein Arbayim differently. So the Gemara says, what do you do with Be'erev Bein Arbayim? So he says to teach you that the Talmud comes before the Pesach. So Gemara says, 1 second. The Talmud comes before the Pesach. You told me you could shecht the Pesach in the morning. So he says, yeah. When you shecht it in the morning, then you could do it before the Talmud. But if you wait till the afternoon, then the Talmud comes before the Pesach. So Gemara says, what's mirkamini? That when you shecht it in the morning, you could already shecht it in the morning, but once it comes bein arabayim, then you have to shecht it after the Talmud. So Gemara says, tefillas musaf yichiyach. That by tefillas musaf, you could daven in the morning, but if you wait till the afternoon, you have to have mincha before musaf. That's the Gemara in Zvachem Daf Yavezim and Aleph. So you see from the Gemara Klar, the din yuchar is not a din of the zman for keret. That's what the Gemara is mutching. According to Ben Beseir, the zman is already shachris. And why does it say Berik Ben Arbaim? To teach you a din kedim of the Talmud. And how could there be a din kedim of Talmud Ben Arbaim if the zman is shachris? Teretz is b'shach the shachris, fine. If b'shach the Ben Arbaim, then you need a kedim of Talmud. You see, Mamash Mefurish in the Gemara, it's a din kedim. That's of Shach's kashem on the Milchus Chinuch. And Emes is, I think the Rishonim early in Nafei is Mefurish that way. The Gemara says in Nafei Amin Aleph that the Zman Issa Chametz is from Chatzais in Erev Pesach. How do we know? The Gemara says, from Rav says, was a Sishkan HaChametz Nam Zivchi, Lai Sishkan HaPesach Vayi Chametz Kayim. So the Gemara says, Dilma Kol Chav V'Chal Ki Shochet. The Gemara says, Zman Shkita Merachmana. The Zman Shchita, that's when there's an Issa Chavit. So when is the Zman Shchita? Chatzos. So Taisus asks a Kasha, what do you mean? The Zman Shchita is Pesach after the Talmud. And the Talmud, if you shech the Talmud before Chatzos, you're apostle. So what do you mean the Zman Shchita is Chatzos? You have to first do the Talmud. So you have to wait till you finish the Talmud, and then you can shech the Pesach. So the Zman Shchita is not Chatzos. So Evit Taisus, but the Evit, if you shech it before the Talmud, it's Kosher. So Mamela, that's considered the Zman Shkita from Chatzos Vehelech. Let's state in Taisus, in Afayim and Aleph, the Bemaskel, Leisushkan Esa Pesach. Now the Maram Chal over there brings two to it. One Taisus like Taisus, that since B'di'evid you could be Eitz of the Pesach from Chatzos, that's called the Zman Shkita. And the other Taisus is, the Emes is the Zman Shkita is already Chatzos. Mitzad the Zman. Why can't you bring it exactly Chatzos? Because you have a problem with the Talmud. That's not the Zman. There's a scientific, a technical difficulty that you didn't bring the Talmud yet. So the Maram Chalva is Mefurish, not like the Menachas Kinnach. The Maram Chalva says Mefurish. The Zman is Chatzos. How come you can't bring a Chatzos? Technical difficulty that the Talmud is Ma'akiv. He's not answering in this Teretz, the Zman B'dievet is Chatzos. His Mashman that we're going with is Zman L'chatchila, but the Zman L'chatchila is Chatzos. The reason why you have to wait for the Talmud is not a din in the Zman. It's a din you have to wait for the Talmud. So male, that doesn't affect when you're calling this man. That's Mefurish, not the Milchus Chinuch. That's Mefurish, that the din is, it's not the pshat that Pesach happens to have a later Zman than the Talmud, and then you have to bring the Talmud first, Astad the Kaidim. The Pesach has the same Zman, the Pesach Zman is Chatzos. God, you have to bring the Talmud first, that's Mefurish. But even Taisus and the other Teretz in the Ram Chalapa, that says that the reason why the Zman Pesach is Chatzos is because it's been the Yavid. So then maybe you'll say Kishim with the Milchus Chinuch. Because the Milchus Chinuch is of course masking that B'di'evid you could be Simon by Chatzos. He just says B'erev B'ein Arambayim is a din l'chatchila. But then Taisus should have said that what do you mean the Zman Pesach is Chatzos? The Zman Pesach is not Chatzos. B'ein Arambayim is Chatzos. B'erev B'ein Arambayim is Zman Pesach. Zman Pesach is later than Chatzos. And Taisus should have answered that since B'di'evid Yaisa Chatzos and the Zman Pesach is Chatzos. But that's not what Taisus says. Taisus says, what do you mean the Zman Pesach Chatzos? You have to bring the Talmud first. And the Talmud takes time, so the Zman Pesach is not till after you bring the Talmud. So Taisus says, but since B'di'evid Yaitzah before the Talmud, so now let's call the Zman as by Chatzos. According to the Milchus Chinuch, the reason why the Pesach L'chatchila has to be brought after Chatzos is not because it has to be brought after the Talmud. It's because Be'erev Bein Arbaim says Be'etzem it's not the Pesach that has to be brought sometime after Chatzos. But Taisus is pretty clear to me that the only reason why the Pesach has to be brought sometime after Chatzos is because it's a din the Talmud is first. I think Ram Chalav is mamish mefurish, not like the Minchas Chinuch. Ram Chalav says that this man passes Chatzos and the only reason why he can't bring Chatzos is because of the technical difficulty of the Talmud. State mefurish that Be'erev Bein Arbaim is not a different man. It's just the remnants that the Talmud comes first. And even Taisus, he doesn't say that the Chatchili, you can't shech the Bechatzos because of the Erev Bein Arbaim. He says the chili can't shech the machzeis because the tamen has to be first. But first, that there's no din be'etzim be'erev bein arabayim to make it later. The din is the tamen has to be first to make it later. So I think Taisus and the Ram Chalava are mefurish not like the Minchas Chinuch. I also saw there's a sefer Zera Avram from Avram Luftiger, the Ar Sameach son-in-law at Simon Vav Yisrof Aleph, and also there's a sefer Chemdes Yisrael from the Gaon of Meir Don Platsky. It's in Kunches there in Chaim Simon Yudai's Beis. They mean the Yishalmi Eifin Art has a shayla. Maybe if you shech the Pesach before the Tamid, which you weren't allowed to do, maybe that will pass all the Tamid. So the Gemara brings a raya, the Shalmi brings a Xeris Akasav. No, even if you shech the Pesach before the Tamid, it doesn't pass all the Tamid. If you're going to say there's no din be'etzim that the Tamid has before the Pesach, it's Tamid din of Tadde Kaidim, there'd be no having it to pass all the Tamid if you brought the Pesach first. The first in the Yerushalmi is a din mitzad, the Tamid and the Pesach, that the Tamid has to be first. And male is the Havimin, that's the Likuva for the Tamid, that if the Tamid is after the Pesach, you're not Yetzim, not like the Minchas Chinuch. One more thing, there's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Aleph that brings a Rayin from the Mishnah, and Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, that says like this. It says, let's say someone shechs the Pesach before the Tamid, but they didn't do the Zrika yet. So it says, get someone to mix the blood so it shouldn't dry, and they should go and do the Tamid, and after the Zrika's of Tamid, then do the Zrika's of Pesach. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara in Zvachim brings a Rayin that even though we aim avirin ala mitzvahs, because you already started one mitzvah, and now you're going to leave that mitzvah and do another mitzvah. So you have a problem with aim avirin ala mitzvahs. Tadde kaidem is stronger than aim avirin ala mitzvahs. Every Gemara wants to bring a raya, and then the Gemara says, no, maybe aim avirin ala mitzvahs is really stronger than tadde kaidem. And the Mishnah is talking about, you shechted also the tamid. So there's no aim avirin ala mitzvahs, you already shechted the tamid. So mela, you wouldn't have aim avirin al mitzvahs for the Pesach. But al kopanim, the Gemara discusses this shayla. If let's say you shechted the Pesach before the Tamid, what do you do? Do you say tada kaidim, and you have to do the zrik of the Tamid first? Or do you say avirin al mitzvahs and you have to finish your Pesach? The Mishnah says you don't. The Mishnah says you do the Tamid first. Is that a raya that aim avirin al mitzvahs is nitcha because of tada kaidim? Or no, the Mishnah told me you also shech with the Tamid, but if you didn't shech the Tamid yet, so then you'd be zarek the Pesach because of Eim Avir and Alamitzis. So the Shagas Ayin, Simin Yad Zayin, he asked the Kasha, why are we discussing Tadde Kaidim? How about discussing the din that the Tamid has to be before the Pesach? Why wouldn't the din that the Tamid has to be before the Pesach be mechayiv you to wait on the dam and to bring the Tamid first? The Gemara is mavur there that the only reason why you should wait and not do the dam Pesach before you do the Tamid is because of Tadde Kaidim. And that's what the Gemara discusses, which is better, Tadde Kaidim and Avir al Mitzvahs. L'chayr is a Pella. Tepik later is the Halacha that the Tamid has to be before the Pesach. You'd have to do the Zrikas Adam of the Tamid before the Pesach. As I expect the Shagas Ayin Simin Yad Zayin and the Ar Sameach and Ilchus Karim Pesach Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. And they're both mechavim to the same teretz, that Vaistais, the din, the halacha, that Tamid has to be before the Pesach, is dafka on the Shechita. The Zrika, it's okay if you do the Zrika of the Pesach before the Tamid. That would only be as Tadde Kaidim that you have to do the Tamid first. The Fidim Milchus Tinnach, the Gemara is beautiful. The whole din of Tamid Kaidim the Pesach is Tadde Kaidim. The whole Yeruchar just is telling you that the Zman Lechatchil of the Pesach is later, and that tells you there's no Aseid Ashlama. But Haint, the reason why the Tamid is Kaidim LePesach once you don't have Aseid Ashlama is Astad Kaidim. So that Gemara fit perfectly like the Milchus Chinuch. But Lamaisi, you see from the Shagas Ayei and from the Ar Sameach, they didn't emel like the Milchus Chinuch. That's why they were Mechadish, that the din of Tamid Kaidim LePesach is Dafka by the Shkita, not by the Sharafaitis. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara in the middle of the Amen, Tanner Rabbanan, Eimloch Dover, Shekaidim, Atam, Sheshachal, Teres, Bovan, the Eimloch Dover, Shemisakav, Achatam, Shebein, Abayim, Alok, Teres, Veneres, Upesach, Umechusik, Ipurim, Bar, Vepesach, Sheshav, Vashen, Yisrachal, Spiska, Bar. The only thing that you bring after Atam, Shebein, Abayim, is Teres, Veneres, like the first Brysom. The Din of Isa, he tells you, Teres, Veneres come later, like both Brysis, and the din of, and the carbon pass that comes after the Tamid, and Mechusik Yipurim, A Tane which needs his karbanas brought by Erev Pesach should tell the Shani Svechel Spiska Behrev. The Gemara explains the reason for the Tanakama is, Asi has saved the Pesach the Isbekaris, Vidach has saved the Ashlam the Isbekaris. Since that Mitzvah Satsay of Pesach is more Chamer, it's a say the Ish Bekaris, so Melin's Decha, the Mitzvah Satsay of Ashlama, it's a say it's Aim Bekaris. So Taisis of Masl Asi has saved brings the Kasha from the Riva, that you need Be'idna. When you do the Asay of Ashlama, you're not yet Mekayim the Asay of Pesach. Because first you do the Asay of Ashlama, then you're Mekayim the Asay of Pesach. When you have a din of Asay, the Chalais Asay, it has to be the same time that you're being Matcha the Lais Asay, Mekayim the Asay. Here you're being Matcha the Asay of Ashlama first, and only then you're being Mekayim the Asay of Pesach. So how does it work that Asay the Pesach should be Deich Asay the Ashlama if it's not the Idnes at the same time? So Taisa says like this. What you do is you shech the Karban Pesach before you bring the Mechutz Kippur. You shech the Karban Pesach before, and you're allowed to do that. Because as long as it's possible for him to be able to be royal achila by the night, you could already shech now, even though right now he's tummy. But it's biyadai tali, and memela, even if he doesn't end up eating the Karban Pesach, but Allah is achilas psachim lay ma'akvil, b'yayis in the mitzvahs of akrav is Karban Pesach, and he wanted to bring a Pesach Sheni, he eats it right away. So the Pshat is called Be'idna, because he does, you first shake the Vizarkin, but now you don't know if he's Yetzer, because if he wouldn't be able to bring the Kapar, he won't be Yetzer. Bring the Kapar would mean he's Yetzer the current Pesach, so the Havas Kapar, when you're even a Seyda Shlomo, is Be'idna with being Mekai in the midst of Karban Pesach. That's what the Rivo answers. So I saw Chdush Shmuel. Shmuel Wazowski, Simon Tezvava is base, originally learns that what's the pshat? Why is it Be'idna? The Chayef Haket, you did the Karban Pesach before. But the Teretz is, the Karban Pesach is Midli Tali V'Amid. When you bring a Karban Pesach and he's a Mechusa Kippurim, if he never becomes Tar, so come Tais, you shechted the Karban Pesach on somebody you can't eat. So he's not yet to the Karban Pesach. If you shechted the Karban Pesach on a Tameh, you're not yet to the Karban Pesach. What's the pshat is Yaisu the Karban Pesach? Because after he shechted the Karban Pesach, he became tar, and it was biyadi to become tar. So Mela comes out, he was tar b'shas ta'achilo. So Mela was Yaisu the Karban Pesach. But if he wouldn't bring the kapara, he wouldn't be Yaisu the Karban Pesach. And the Mela, to bring the kapara, now you mekayim the tanai, that's a tanai de ma'akev, this is a condition, you can't be Yaisu the Karban Pesach without it. So Mela, at the same time, you even as say that Shlomo, you mekayim the Tanai to be Yetzer the Karban Pesach. That's why it's called Be'idna. I'm effective Shmuel Wazowski, but it's not true, because when you shech the Karban Pesach, either he's considered royal achila or he's not. If you're going to say he's considered royal achila because he could bring the Mechusa Kippurim, so come to us, even if he doesn't end up bringing the Mechusa Kippurim, the Ma'isi was royal achila, he could have brought the Mechusa Kippurim. So when he brings the Mechusa Kippurim, he's not being Mekayim Matanayim Demakim, he was already Yetzer. So it shouldn't be Be'idna, he was already Yetzer the Karban Pesach. It shouldn't be Be'idna. As I think of Shmuel Wazowski. So I think Shmuel Amari Dikateritz, and he got it from Rav Shimon Shkab in regard to something else. The Emerson, it's not the Pshat that it's Midli Tali V'Koi, if he brings his Mechusa Kippurim, then he's Yetzer the Karban Pesach, and if he doesn't, then he's not Yetzer. No. Hayes, he could bring the Mechusa Kippurim. He's called the Royal Achila. Achila's Psachim Le'ma'akva. Since he's Royal Achila, the Mele is Yaitzin and Mitzvah's Karim Pesach. He doesn't get cars. So what's if Shani can bring the Mechusa Kippurim? The Tarek says, because if he can't, then he won't be Yaitzin and Mitzvah's Karim Pesach. If he can't bring the Mechusa Kippurim, so Kuptais is not Royal Achila. Because there's no way for him to match himself with Achila. So what's the Halacha? Could he bring the Mechusa Kippurim or not? He brings the Pesach first. He wants to bring a Pesach. Could he bring the Mechusa Kippurim after the Pesach or not? Depends. You're going to tell me that he can't bring the Mechusa Kippurim, so he won't be able to the Pesach. And Asay Sheish Bekars is like Asay Shein Bekars. Elamai, now you're going to say he could bring the Mechusa Kippurim. So now, he does the Karban Pesach. Right? Now he's already able to the Karban Pesach. So how can he bring the Mechusa Kippurim he's already able to the Karban Pesach? The Teretz is because if he can't bring the Mechusa Kippurim, he won't be Yetzer the Karban Pesach. So the idea, in order to be Yetzer the Karban Pesach, so Dav Zayin ahead there to bring the Mechusa Kippurim. Because if it's also to bring Mechusa Kippurim, then he won't be Yetzer the Karban Pesach. So Eina Chinami, At the time that he brings the Mechusik Kippurim, he doesn't need it to be Exit of Karban Pesach. But there's still a Seh Dech Halei Seh. There's still a Seh Sheish Mekaris Dech HaSeh Sheh Mekaris. Because if you're going to tell me that it can bring it, so come this, he won't be able to be Exit of Seh Sheish Mekaris. So that Seh Sheish Mekaris is Mechayev that he can bring it. At least after he did that Seh Sheish Mekaris. Then it's Mechayev that he can bring it. And now it doesn't make a difference if he brings it or not. Avadi could bring it because he already handed the Dechiyah. Atif Eswar. Shimon Shkafi says the same thing in regard to a Gemara in Eilun Aris. The Gemara in Ksuvis was talking about someone's Ma'anis, a Mamzeris. So it says, you're not allowed to marry her. Normally, a Ma'anis is Mechuyiv Loisi Elisha. A Mitzvah Saseh has to marry the girl that he was Ma'anis. But if she's a Chayve Lavin, so Loisi Elisha. Lamaisa, what can you do? She's a Chayve Lavin, so he can't marry her. So the Gemara asks, why don't you say Seh Dech Halei Seh? Let the Lav of Lois, let the Asay of Loisi Elisha be Mdecha, the Lav of Lois of Imam Zabachal Hashem. So Gemara says, because she could say no. If she says no, there's no Asay. That's like the Gemara. It's effective, Shimon Shkam. Loisi Elisha is not Mechayev him to be Bail her. He doesn't get a mitzvah Asay for every Bia he does with her. Loisi Elisha says he has to marry her. The Mela has a Chiv Aina, has Chiv and also a Sigra. But the mitzvah of Loisi Elisha is not Mechayev him to be Bailer. So where does that say the Chaloisi say? That Lav is the Bia. The Asay is to get married. The Lav is the Bia. Where does that say the Chaloisi say? Zaktiv Shimon Azai. Because if there's an Isser Bia, then you can't get married. There's no point in getting married. That's not called getting married. Getting married with an Isser Bia is not a Kiyum of Loisi Elisha. Getting married with a head to be is a Kiyum of Loisi Elisha. So if the pshat is, in order to mekayim the asei of Loisi Elisha, so dav zayin a head to be. So asei the chalosa say would give you a head to be, even though b'shas to be there's no Kiyum asei. But the pshat is, but if there'll be an Isser Bia, then you won't be able to do the asei. So the asei tells you that there's a head to be. So that's how Shimon learns the same thing here. Nachdem that you sheikh the zerg the Karban Pesach, you're going to be yaitzah the Karban Pesach whether you bring the Mechusik Kippurim or not. You're not being mekayim anything with the Karban Pesach at the time that you bring the Karban. The time you make Oyvah Naseh Da Shlomo. But the pshat is, you're not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah's Karban Pesach unless it's a heter to bring the Mechusik Kippurim. Because otherwise, you won't be Roy Lachila. And you won't be yaitzah the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So that kufa makes it that there's a din of Yavei Asay Sheish Bekaris, Yitzchah Asay Sheim Bekaris. There's no chsarim be'idna, because at the time of the Shechitas of Pesach, it has to be chal a heter to bring the Mechusik Kippurim, otherwise the taka won't be yetzah, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Gval the Gatif v'svar. Now another inyan about Asay Dech Halaisa say, there's a big shayla, if let's say, could someone do an Asay to... If let's could someone do a loisa say in order to facilitate someone else being mekayim an asay? Is that an asay derech a loisa say? L'charen and Gemara, you want an asay sheyesh bekaris to be yidchel asay da shlom sheyim bekaris. L'charen, who gets the asay sheyesh bekaris? The Tamei, the Mechusik Kippurim. Who is being derech an asay da shlom in a kayin? So where does asay derech a loisa say come in? Where does asay sheyesh bekaris derech asay sheyim bekaris come in? It's two different people. His emphasis is a Taisus in Gittin, and it's in other places also, that from Aleph. The Gemara says, a Chatziyev, a Chatziyev ben Chayrin, can't marry a Shifcha because of the Tzad Chayrus. He can't marry a Bas Chayrin because of the Tzad Avdus. And the male, he shouldn't get married at all. What about Piri Perivya? Is the male, he have to be Meshacher? In fact, Taisus, why can't he marry a Bas Chayrin as a din of a Sei Dar Chalaisa Sei? A peer of Yerivya should be Deicha Velaisa Seim Loye Kaddish. So one of the Turits of Matthias is that the Isha doesn't have an essay. The Isha doesn't have an essay. So what's Deicha her Laisa say? So Vais Dais, you don't say a say Deicha Laisa say only if the person who's being Oyver Laisa say is being Mekayim an essay. And here you have a Gemara that the Kayim is being Oyver Naseh Dash Lama and he's being Deicha. Right, it's being nilchah because of asay sheish b'karis asay the pesach with someone else being mekayim. So what's the pshat? So the Torah is gittin there from the nesivus and gittin that from Aleph asks kasha. And he says, according to the second teretz of teretz, right? We have a teretz that asks the kasha is not the idna. The first teretz said is kavalmi gezachti, you do the shkita first, and the male that makes it all the idna like we explained before. But the second teretz, you have to come on to that. Asay deich alaysa say, really alaysa say is more chamer than asay. So the only way asay can be deich alaysa say is with the chalais din asay deich alaysa say. That has to be the idna. But yomei asay sheyesh bekaris v'idcha asay she'ein bekaris is not because of a chalais din of asay deich alaysa say. Stam. That you don't need b'idna. I mean, Taisus doesn't explain why. I'm explaining a little bit of pshat in Taisus. Taisus just says that asay deich alaysa say, since alaysa say is more chamer than asay, need b'idna. Asay chama deich asay kal, you don't need vidna. Asay chama is always deich asay kal. The chayinah svari is, if the leisa say is more chama, you have to come on to a chalais din asay deich leisa say, that's only vidna. Mashaykin asay chama being deich asay kal, it's not also the chia. Stop. You can't do both. You might as well do the more chama than go on. So zakt, the teres gittin, so the same thing if it's two different people. If it's a say deich leisa say, so the one doing the leisa say has no asay to be deich his leisa say. So mele won't work. The isha has no asay. What's being deich her leisa say? Mele won't work. Mashenkin the din of asay sheish bekaris deich asay sheim bekaris. So it doesn't matter who it is. This is more important. You have if it's a and Shabbos davdalan as a kasha. Why do you say chatei v'shul sheis kaverecho? So Taisa says it's only when the chaver was pesheya. Against the shtickle. But the pshat is, in this case, this essay is more important. It doesn't make a difference who's doing the essay. Taiz only told me to say the chalais, you need a tria. But if the essay is more important, it doesn't make a difference who's doing the essay. So, Ibazai, Lechairit Shver, that's only according to Taiz's second teretz. But according to Taiz's first teretz, that holds your duty, didn't it? Sounds like it's also going with his alumnus of tria. So, Ibazai will have the same kasha. How could the Bailim's assay of Pesach be deich the Kayin's assay of Ashlama. Just like you need Be'idna, you should need the same person. So the Chayin of Pshat is, then that's only one Teretz of Taisus. Taisus is the other Teretz in there. He says that it's not Be'idna in that case because the Lois assay is right away by the beginning of the Be'ah and the assay is only at the end of the Be'ah. Taisus is the other Teretz in there. So the Pshat is, could be the Gufa arguing in Hilchas assay deich Lois assay. Maybe one person's essay can be deich another person's lois essay. See, the emphasis is, it's got a machlekes achreinim in this. The Sefer Taisus Yom Kippurim, for the Baal Kampus tomorrow, he wrote a Sefer, it had three different parakim, it had Yom Tshuva on the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, Taisus Yom Kippurim on the eighth parak of Yuma, and Kampus tomorrow on the third parak of Sukkah. Anyway, the Sefer Kampus tomorrow, Meshach Chagiz, in Yuma that Pevavim and Beis, he's got it going on in Agadah to Gemara, G'dayla Tshuva Shadayach Aleisa Seisha B'Teira, but he writes like that. He says it's a Pashat Azach, one person's Asay can be Deich another person's Leisa Seisha, if they have to do it together. He says he has a Raya, two Rayas, we'll mention one of them. By Yibum, the Gemara says Asay Deich Aleisa Seisha. By Yibum, let's say someone's brother was married to a Mamzeris, and he died, so there's a din of Asay Deich Aleisa Seisha. But what do you mean? The mitzvah of Yibum is only the Yavim does. And the Lois say, the Isha also has a Lois say. So how could the Yavim's Asay be Deich and Isha's Lois say? Vice if that's how it has to be done, you could have one Asay being Deich and someone else's Lois say. As I help the Kappas tomorrow, he says it's a Dava Pashit. So Rabbi Kivegai Fenarit Dagayis on the Kappas tomorrow, which is printed in the Kappas tomorrow, he says Taisa says not that way. Taisa says, the Taisa that we mentioned, that the assay of Pirivya Rivya, which is on the Evan, is not Deich HaLeis assay, which is on the Isha. Because she doesn't have assay of Pirivya Rivya. So what do you do about Yibum? So Bekvegas says, I don't think it's so schwer. Maybe Yibum, the Isha's the Yavam is also Mechayiv in Yibum. By Pirivya Rivya, the Isha's not Mechayiv in Pirivya Rivya. By Yibum, maybe they're both Mechayiv in Yibum. He says the plain Yeshua says it. But he says, but it could be the other teretz that hold like the kappas tomorrow. That teretz clearly holds not like the kappas tomorrow. That one person's assay is not deich aleisiv. The other teretz could be hold like the kappas tomorrow. So lefi zeh, you could say like this: if it's a machlekes and teretzim of taisus, so good. So the teretz that holds that you don't say one person's assay is deich, another person's leis assay. Our gemara says Asay sheish bekaris is derech asay sheim bekaris. Even though it's two different people, the kain is being oivin asay of Hashlama, and the Baalim is getting the asay of Pesach. So you could say like the second teretz here, they don't need a tchiyah. Asay cham is derech asay chal, even if it's not beidna. So maybe even if it's not the same person, if you hold like the Riva that says you do need a din tchiyah, you only say asay derech aleisa save. There's a din tchiyah. And you need bidna, and he has a swear why it's bidna, so maybe he happens to hold that a seidah chlesi is even when it's not the same person, like the Taisi Yom Kippurim holds, maybe like the other truths in the Taisi there, that even when it's not the same person, you can still say a seidah chlesi.